the 6th of January. Many people are now just sort of coming back to life again. And so we'll give you as much life as we can. Doug Steffen, good way of starting the day, working through the day with what you need to know, the facts, just the facts, ma'am. And then maybe an opinion or two, a commentary or two, and then right now you can kind of put your head into gear, wherever your gear is, get it going, because it's time to yak again. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on this hour of the Good Day programming. Hopefully this is the end of this story. You may remember a week ago at this time we were talking about MSNBC host Melissa Harris Perry and a couple of her guests poking fun at a family photo of Mitt Romney and his wife Ann and their many grandchildren, particularly the black grandchild that was seated on Mitt's lap. Drew a lot of criticism. Perry apologized many times on Twitter, while talk hosts around the country from the right blasted her for her insensitive and stupid comments. I think they were insensitive. They were not very intelligent. They pretty much show that she doesn't have a lot of worldly experience. I think that's the way I would take it apart, frankly. So this past weekend, Miss Melissa Harris Perry opened her program on MSNBC, getting pretty emotional as she once again apologized to the Romney family. Here's the audio from that.
We have a lot of news and politics to discuss this morning. But before we get to that, I'm going to start with an apology. Last Sunday, we invited a panel of comedians for a year-in-review program. It's what we call our look back and laughter. But in one of the segments, we looked at a number of photos that caught our attention over the course of the year. And in that segment, I asked my guests to provide kind of off-the-cuff ideas for captions of the photos that we were seeing. Among the images we aired was one of the Romney family that showed Governor Mitt Romney's grandchildren, including his adopted grandson, who is African-American. Now, given my own family history, I'd identified with that picture, and I intended to say positive and celebratory things about it. But whatever the intent was, the reality is that the segment proceeded in a way that was offensive, and showing the photo in that context of that segment was poor judgment. So without reservation or qualification, I apologize to the Romney family. Adults who enter into public life implicitly consent to having less privacy, but their families, and especially their children, should not be treated callously or thoughtlessly. My intention was not malicious, but I broke the ground rule that families are off limits, and for that I am sorry. Also, allow me to apologize to other families formed through transracial adoption, because I am deeply sorry that we suggested that interracial families are in any way funny or deserving of ridicule. On this program, we are dedicated to advocating for a wide diversity of families. It is one of our core principles, and I am reminded that when we are doing so, it must always be with the utmost respect. Genuinely appreciative of everyone who offered serious criticisms of last Sunday's program. And I am reminded that our fiercest critics can sometimes be our best teachers.
All right, so are we taking it at face value, Kenny, and just move on? Or are we expect to get a lot more hooting and hollering from some of these right-wing hosts who won't let go of the comments? I think at one point in time, you got to let's take it at face. We took the other stuff at face value, what we thought was face value, so why not take this at face value as well?
Oh, I hope so. It doesn't seem like there's anything to be gained. It's obvious it was amateur hour when she made those comments.
Well, she is an amateur. And, she is, in terms of her own experience, she's an amateur. So
she paid the price for that.
Yeah. And why would MSNBC have her on in the first place? I guess that would be a question that I'd have. She doesn't really have much of a background in anything, is it? I made a comment last week that she gets paid minimum wage, and that's what they get. Those people, some of them who are, just because they're on television doesn't make them qualified for a $1 million salary. And so I don't, again, even, can you refresh our memory as to her background and how she got into a position like this, other than she's a partisan? What else has she done? Does she have radio in her background? Does she have some kind of journalism in her background?
She's a journalism and political science professor at Tulane.
Right. Yeah, that's right, too. So if you were running Tulane and this woman was on your staff, What would you do with her? 888-302-3684. Does she deserve, as do we all, frankly, a little bit of rope? Do you give people a second chance or a third chance? I've always tried to do that. I sometimes go way too far, whether it's here on my radio program or whether it's on my farm. I give people too many chances, and sometimes it comes back and bites me in the butt. But, you know, that's kind of just the way I am. Give everybody a chance. I would not have hired her. I don't find her to be intriguing. I don't find her to be engaging. I don't find her to be very intelligent as a college professor. I just don't find her. There's nothing about her, whether she was involved in controversy or not. I find that there are a few people that I really am engaged with or in at MSNBC. Big Ed is one of them. And now, why is her name just gone out of my... She's on in the evening. Rachel, thank
Rachel,
you.
Rachel,
yeah,
Maddow.
Rachel Maddow. Thank you, Evan. I find her engaging and intelligent and interesting to listen to, even though it gets boring. All of this one-sided stuff just gets plain boring. It's so predictable. Once in a while, you get something that's interesting out of them, but for the most part, it's just the same old attitude or approach to newer stories. And that's frankly what I thought of this Melissa Harris-Perry when she said Obamacare was a racist term, and then she came up with this thing. I'm just figuring that she's wet behind the ears and not to pay much attention to her and look for the good stuff that may be at MSNBC, as there are good things on these other... Well, Fox has an interesting array of people. I find the only real show that I am interested in, other than the morning show, because I like Elizabeth, is, well, I shouldn't say that. Gretchen, I haven't found Gretchen. What time is she on? Kenny, do you know?
I don't know. They just moved her recently. I'm not sure what time
she's
on.
Off of the morning program, yeah. But O'Reilly is really the one that I would, if I'm going to pay attention to something at Fox, I'm going to pay attention to O'Reilly. The rest of the stuff is all the usual stuff. It is. It's all predictable, the usual, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so having said that, I guess there's a little bit more of this that we'll listen to and then pay attention to some of the other things, the golden conversations about the NSA and Snowden. They continue in the new year. Quarter past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Bastard. Boston beer.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Doug's good day. It's 18 at the hour, 888-302-3684. The conversation continues about the controversy created by Melissa Harris Perry. There's two or three different pieces of audio here. Let's listen to mentioning Fox before. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Mitt Romney about the comments that were made last week by Melissa Harris Perry.
You send out a wonderful Christmas card each year with your beautiful family. I'm fortunate enough to get the Christmas card to be on your list. This year you had a new member on your lap, your grandson Kieran, an African-American baby adopted by your son Ben. For some reason, MSNBC decided to make him a target for ridicule. I know it's distasteful, sir, but here's a clip of what went on.
It's really sums up the diversity of the Republican Party.
Yeah,
really,
RNC.
Really,
one
they
find the one black person.
Governor, this must be hurtful, and I know you're a classy guy and you don't want to get into it, but I got to ask you honestly, from the heart, how did you, and quite frankly, how did Mrs. Romney feel when you heard that your little baby grandson, Kieran, was the target for political ridicule?
Well, first, let me just note, Chris, that we love this little guy a great deal. He was an answer to prayer, and we love that he's part of our family. He is part of our family. That being said, I recognize that that people make mistakes, and the folks at MSNBC made a big mistake, and they've apologized for it, and that's all you can ask for. I'm going to move on from that. I'm sure they want to move on from it. Look, I've made plenty of mistakes myself, and they've apologized for this, and you know, I think we can go on from there.
I think you're right. I think that puts an end to it, although there is this incessant focus on the apology. I don't know, maybe we'll bring a little bit more audio to this, but I think that it has been way overcooked and way overdone. 20 minutes after the hour brings us around to, on some days, a 2020 news quiz question. In the case of this moment, a 2020 history quiz, which you can answer and win a swell prize for by dialing 888-302-3684. The question is, I'm looking for an identity of the richest rookie contract in the history of pro football. This guy signed up on this date in 1965 to play with the New York Jets. Who was the man who signed this rich football contract? This was the biggest deal to that time. Remember, it's January of 1965. Who was it that signed up? 888-302-3684 for the identity of the football player that got this big rookie contract. 888-302-DOUG on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
News quiz question, and it's actually a history quiz, asking for the name of the football player who signed the richest rookie contract during the first part of January 1965, played with the New York Jets. Who might that be? 888-302-3684. We are sort of wrapping up a conversation about Melissa Harris Perry and the poking fun they did last week at Mitt Romney and his family, and then her apology. And the on and on, who does what with whom. Here's Lisa Ann Walter, talking about the apology that Melissa Harris-Perry brought and the outrage that went on during the week last week.
I believe the apology. I don't think that she has as much to apologize for as the one of these things. It's not like the other. I don't know who this young lady is. Pia Glenn, I guess, is an actress. But she gave them a forum to make fun of the baby being not entirely white, which I don't know why there's an assumption. That the only part of it that bothers me is there's some assumption that, oh, look at all these lily white right-wing people, so it's okay to poke fun at them if they've got a person of color in their midst. And that part gets a little dicey. I'm not going to lie to you. However, we should all be allowed to say what we're going to say because of free speech. Now, when you let comics run wild, you sometimes get what happened on New Year's Eve with Carson Daly when comedian Natasha Leggero said she made a joke about Pearl Harbor. Do we have the joke? Do we have the audio of that? She made a joke because there was they were talking about SpaghettiOs using Pearl Harbor and Pearl Harbor veterans to cash in. What they said was, take a moment to remember Pearl Harbor with us. They tweeted. SpaghettiOs did. And Jane Lynch, Natasha Leggero, and Anthony Anderson. Jane Lynch said, I'm offended because they were referring to SpaghettiOs as pasta, which is kind of funny. And then do we have her audio? Go ahead, play it.
On SpaghettiOs, on Pearl Harbor Day, they sent out a tweet featuring their mascot holding an American flag, asking people to, quote, take a moment to remember hashtag Pearl Harbor with us. It offended a lot of people, corporations, climbing on to sentimental American historic traditions, seemingly looking for people in business, and it wasn't good. But you were offended for another reason.
I'm offended because they're referring to SpaghettiOs as pasta. I mean, it sucks that the only survivors of Pearl Harbor are being mocked by the only food they can still chew.
Okay, so what she says was, it sucks that the only survivors of Pearl Harbor are being mocked by the only food they can still chew. Lots of people are offended by that. Lots and lots. And according to her, she has been threatened. She said this. She's been subjected to creatively misspelled death threats, rape fantasies, and most of all, repeated use of the C word. In the past few days, I have been called a C word. although she used the word, so much, I felt like I was in a British pub rooting for the wrong soccer team, which is actually funnier than the original joke, quite frankly. Here's the deal. She goes on to make a longer statement that is refusing to apologize. I don't mind that she refuses to apologize. I would rather have that than someone make a disingenuous statement that they don't mean.
Okay, so what's the line again? It has something to do with the only food that they can still chew. Is that what the line is, Kenny? Something along that line.
They're being, that SpaghettiOs was mocking the people who, and that's the only food that they can still chew.
Okay. It's 28 past. This is good day.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
The bad boy of broadcasting, ManCow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Wait a minute, 33 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here working our way through some of the issues of the day. And we've finished, I think, quite handily with some of the silly stuff from MSNBC. It's taken a lot of time, and I'm surprised that I even decided to give it as much time as I did. But I thought that, actually, the SpaghettiO comment in the last excerpt, if you didn't hear it, there's a controversy brewing, apparently, over something a comedian said on New Year's Eve on the Carson Daly program. It was on NBC. It was probably on MSNBC, too. And it was, some people have taken offense to it because it refers to SpaghettiOs, and the only thing that, that people who are still around from World War II can eat. Again, everybody can say what they want, and then they get themselves subject to whatever scrutiny there is. Sometimes people just go way too far in their overview or their concern about what other people say. Having said that, what else is going on today that is of interest and importance before we get to our 2020 history quiz? Some frosty temperatures all across the northern part of the United States. I have driven across in the last 4.5 days from my home in Massachusetts. When was it that I was in the studio there? I think Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday I was in the studio in Washington and then moved across the country, got back here to Los Angeles last night. Had really a wonderful trip in lots of different ways, but it was cold. It was really across the, I took Route 40 pretty much all the way across to 15 to 10. It was cold. Yesterday morning I was in northern Arizona, Flagstaff area, and it was like 9 degrees there, the same as it was in Massachusetts. And so there are people, anyway, the areas in Fargo, Chicago, all across Missouri to Delaware, it's going to be pretty cold for the next couple, 3 or 4 days up in New England as well. It's wintertime, folks. It is wintertime. The news media loves to make big deals out of this sort of thing. It's wintertime. It snows in the winter. It gets cold in the winter. My cows on my farm have frostbite. It's that cold. That's the way it is. Pipes freeze. Things happen. Not convenient, not nice, but that's the way it is. Aspen, Colorado, the site of a plane crash. You know what? I don't really like to go into those. There's just, what can you do about it? You talk a little about it. It's too bad that it happened. There's another plane incident. Planes skidded off the runway at JFK. There was a small plane that landed on a New York City highway. And, you know, you get that kind of stuff. They all sort of kind of, what is it? They happen in threes, people say. Those sorts of things. 888-302-3684. Okay. So let's get the answer to our history quiz. The question comes on the richest rookie contract was $400,000 signed during the first part of January 1965 when this New York Jets player of note became a famous character for a number of reasons. Randall is in McClenny, Florida. Where's that, Randall?
It's about 20 to 30 miles from Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. So are you listening to the station in St. Augustine?
I'm actually right at my station right now.
Okay. All right, so what's the answer to the question?
I'm going to pick Annie Livingston.
Why would you? I don't even know who that is.
It's just something my dad told me.
Really? Tell your dad to listen to the next caller. All right, here's another Floridian, this time on the other side, Sarasota Joe. Hi.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Well, how about you?
We have a 65 degree weather down here right at the moment.
When I got into Los Angeles yesterday, I was driving across the 10 and saw 80 degrees. I wasn't so concerned about what was going on back on the farm. And I have the person dearest and nearest to me in my life is driving down to Florida to Palm Beach County, and she stopped in St. Augustine actually last night. And was very happy to note that it was 68 degrees there. So you got about the same circumstance over in Sarasota. That's good. Very nice. Very warm. Very pleasant. Good for you. All right. So what's the answer to the 2020 history quiz?
That would be Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe signed this deal in the first part of 1965 to be paid $400,000. Do you remember what the average salary? I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer. What was the average salary for an NFL player at that time? Do you know?
Well, I happen to know a guy that played with Joe Namath. I've worked with him. And he was a backup player, a special teams player. And in 1969, he was making 20-something thousand a year.
Well, and that sort of puts it in perspective.
That's when the NFL, all the players had to have other jobs in the offseason.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, Broadway Joe did okay for himself. Isn't he still doing commentary on one of the networks, television networks?
I think they took him off recently, but he appears here and there. You know?
Yeah. How? Let's see. He would be, this is, so 65 to 2005 is 40 years. So he's got to be pushing 70 or over 70, right?
No, I think he's mid-60s.
Is he? Nothing wrong with being in your mid-60s, if you know what I mean, Joe. Hold on just a second, and we'll give you a swell prize. Thank you. Happy New Year to you and your family as well. All right, it's 21 minutes before the hour. Broadway Joe signed that contract. All right, moving on to other escapades. I was going to do excapades. I don't think so. And the icecapades. They still have, by the way, are there still icecapades? I'm that far out of it. Kenny, they still do icecapades? Those ice shows.
I don't think so. I haven't. They do. I mean, there are ice shows. Disney has an ice show going around, and there are a couple other stars on ice, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think there are icecapades.
But how many of us went to see the icecapades when we were kids?
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, I think I went almost every year for whatever the reason. I don't know why. Maybe because somebody in my family liked them. At any rate, the NSA and Mr. Snowden, once again in the front ground rather than the background, the Sunday morning programs on television that do news interviews become the fodder for lots of our conversations, especially in this hour of Good Day, because we take an approach of trying to present as many points of view on various issues so that you can make up your mind. If you have different points of view, okay, what's my point of view based on? So, the NSA in the focus, Edward Snowden in the focus. Here's George Stephanopoulos yesterday talking to Senator Rand Paul about a lawsuit that he's filed against the NSA and his point of view on Mr. Snowden as well.
You announced on Friday that you're going to be filing a class action lawsuit against the surveillance program. Now, this issue is already making its way through the courts. Two federal judges have already weighed in on it. So why is this lawsuit necessary?
Well, the thing is that the point is that one single warrant should not apply to everybody who has a cell phone in America. One of the things that Snowden released was a single court order to the company Verizon that all of their customers' records would be looked at. That, to my mind, smacks of a generalized warrant. That's what we fought the Revolutionary War over. So I think by bringing a class action suit where we have hundreds of thousands of people who come forward and say, hey, my cell phone records are mine, unless you go to a judge and ask a judge specifically for my records, you shouldn't be able to have a general warrant. So I think the idea of a class action lawsuit with hundreds of thousands of participants really beats home and brings to the forefront the idea that this is a generalized warrant and it should be considered unconstitutional.
This issue of clemency for Edward Snowden, also back in the news this week, the New York Times weighed in. They said that it should be considered. Here's what they wrote. Considering the enormous value of the information he has revealed and the abuses he has exposed, Mr. Snowden deserves better than a life of permanent exile, fear, and flight. He may have committed a crime to do so, but he has done the country a great service. And I'm trying to figure out where you stand on this. A couple of months ago, we talked about this. You said you didn't know enough then. But on Friday, you said it might be a good idea for Edward Snowden and James Clapper, the head of National Intelligence, you believe, perjured himself before the Congress, to share a prison cell. So is clemency for Snowden now off the table as far as you're concerned?
No, the reason I said that is to make a point that I don't think we can selectively apply the law. So James Clapper did break the law, and there is a prison sentence for that. So did Edward Snowden. I don't think Edward Snowden deserves a death penalty or life in prison. I think that's inappropriate, and I think that's why he fled, is that's what he faced. Do I think that it's okay to leak secrets and give up national secrets and things that could endanger lives? I don't think that's okay either. But I think the courts are now saying that what he revealed was something the government was doing was illegal. So I think personally he probably would come home for some penalty of a few years in prison, which would be probably not unlike what James Clapper probably deserves for lying to Congress, and that maybe if they served in a prison cell together, we'd become further enlightened as a country over what we should and shouldn't do.
You're smiling now, but you've taken a lot of heat for making that comparison. I just want to clarify here. So you're saying no clemency for Edward Snowden, but perhaps leniency?
Well, I think the only way he's coming home is if someone would offer him a fair trial with a reasonable sentence, but I don't think the death penalty. I mean, we've had people all over the news. Some of the same people who are defending James Clapper lying to Congress are saying off with his head or he should be hung from the nearest tree. I don't think that's appropriate. And I think really in the end, history is going to judge that he revealed great abuses of our government and great abuses of our intelligence community, and that James Clapper in lying to Congress really seriously destroyed the credibility of our intelligence agencies. And even though I actually give them the benefit of the doubt, I don't think James Clapper is a bad person. I think he's a patriotic person who wants to stop terrorism. So I don't think he's a bad person. But by lying to Congress, he's made us doubt and believe that maybe the government could be listening to our phone calls, even though they tell us they're not.
I'm with him, except I don't think Snowden should go to jail. I don't know about Clapper, but there's not a bone in me that thinks Snowden ought to go to jail. He ought to be, maybe we learned something from him. Well, we've already learned a great deal from him, have we not? Monday, January 6th, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 before the hour. More on the NSA, Mr. Snowden coming up here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
That was good.
Yes!
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today.
In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer. For J.D. Power Award information, visit JDPower.com.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week? Sure. Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign Spread the Greatest Feeling on Earth, but also to save money.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, 888-302, Doug, for your comments. We're sticking with Mr. Snowden and the NSA. Here is host Jason Rantz, along with Nick Geron, talking about whether the NSA ought to continue with their data collection program at all.
People do not care about losing some data unless it causes them personal harm or embarrassment. Up until then, we willingly give out data all the time. We willingly give out any private information to anyone all the time. We post stuff on Facebook that we shouldn't. We post stuff on Twitter that we shouldn't. We take dirty pictures on Snapchat that we shouldn't. And we understand that we are giving up our right to privacy when we do these things. And why do we do it? Why do we do this? Because it's convenient to have free email and free Facebook and free Instagram. So we are willing to do that.
And you just touched on the key difference between the types of giving up your information there, because one of those is participation in a voluntary program where, yeah, I'm using Facebook because I want to share these things, whereas the NSA is gathering all this data without letting us know first or asking
without
us.
Without it affecting us at all. The vast,
Where's the proof that it doesn't affect us at all?
How has it affected you?
It's affected me by increasing my paranoia about the government watching
me. I'm sorry, but that is not an effect on
me. How is that not an effect?
Maybe you reacting emotionally to something.
How is my lack of faith in the government and what they're doing with this kind of power, thanks to the Patriot Act, not affecting me?
What are you paranoid about?
I'm paranoid about them watching me for absolutely no reason.
Why?
Because that shouldn't be happening. My tax dollars are going into that program, and it's completely ridiculous that they have that ability.
As a rational human being, tell me why you would think right now,
Why right now
the NSA, the National Security Agency, that has been tasked with looking into the protection of this country, why would they be looking at you, producer Nick Geron? Right now, why would they be looking at you? So much so that you have this fear that they might actually be doing it. Why?
Why would they be looking at me?
Why would they be
That's
looking at
That's not the issue that I have.
It absolutely is, because you're saying you're more paranoid.
I'm paranoid about the possibility because they have the opportunity. I'm not paranoid that they're actually doing it.
Why would they do it to you?
I just told you that that's not the issue to me.
So then it doesn't really affect you.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. You have the fear of something.
I just said that it does.
No, no, no. You saying that it does doesn't mean it actually does.
I fear the opportunity, not the actual action, because I'm not a terrorist. And I know I'm not a terrorist.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be looking at me for terrorism, but they have the opportunity to, and they have a bunch of data that I did not surrender to them, and they didn't even ask for any of it. I'm an American citizen. I have a right to privacy. I have a right to avoid illegal and unjust searches and seizures, and they should not have all that data on me.
You're right. He's right. The host is wrong. 51 after on Good Day.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The weather from Southern California. Yes, Ken Kessler just updated me on what we can expect later this week. There is a chance of a cloud by Thursday or Friday here in Southern California. I laugh. It's not laughing material for those of you who are in the north and the northeast, but it's, yeah, a little bit of wry humor is good for the soul. Doug Stephanie, Ken Kessler. All right, so Facebook comment, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day on the NSA.
Let's see. Robert says, our government shouldn't be eavesdropping on everyone.
Hear, hear.
It's a patent violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Yep.
Stan says, Snowden is as much an American hero as Benjamin Franklin.
Wow, that's a pretty strong statement. I don't know if they go that far, but he's not. He doesn't belong in jail, in my opinion.
And Wendell says, few of us believe the NSA's focus is on real terrorism. That's why there's so much sympathy for Snowden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. We don't believe our government. We don't like our government. We don't trust our government. Our government is not our friend, even though we're supposed to be running it. 888-302-3684. John's in California here. And he thinks that all of this hoopla about the NSA may not be as necessary as some might think.
I actually live in China, and China is perhaps a police state. I teach there, I teach English there, and have and just home for the holidays. And it was very interesting when talking to my students about this issue of the NSA wiretapping, which had been has been going on since 2001. They've been doing this for quite some time, and for us to actually be in an uproar about this kind of wiretapping, I thought was kind of strange. Especially coming from my students who were asking me why is America doing these things? I thought America is supposed to be such a great country, and so on and so forth. I just find it sort of idiotic that we're actually considering this a major issue because the government is actually doing their job by not actually listening to our information. They're getting times, they're getting time stamps, they're getting things about who we talk to, but not necessarily exactly what we're saying. I don't feel that our privacy is necessarily being violated.
All right. There's one man's point of view, 888-302-3684. That's what we're all about, different points of view with respect. Mark is in Virginia, thinks the judge that made that ruling
did the right thing, although the second of the two judges. Remember, there was a ruling earlier in the week that said it was unconstitutional. Then the ruling in the last full week of the month, I think, Kenny, suggested that the NSA ought to be allowed to continue.
I think that the judge made a proper decision and indicates that it does not violate our privacy acts. The cases, the evidence of which is supported in the first World Trade Center bombing against the Sheikh Rahman and his group of people that successfully detonated a device in our World Trade Center but weren't successful in taking it down, they forced that to go to trial up in New York. And some of the evidence that was given towards the judge and jury was that they had cell phone evidence from the perpetrators. And as soon as they mentioned that, every cell phone in the Middle East of somebody who was up to doing this country harm went dead. And we were monitoring those cell phones, and we had a very easy way of tapping into their intelligence and gaining information. So that went dead. And there's several examples of this where we have determined where we have set up intelligence gathering situations, and somebody opens his mouth like this Snowden guy or the wiki or the rest of that, and then all of a sudden that intelligence is lost. We have to escalate it to a different level. Clearly, this is a different world than what it was a decade ago, two decades ago. We're losing our rights and our privileges in the worst possible way due to these people, and that worst possible way of losing these rights is willingly.
Yep. I'm with you on that one, sir. Thank you for that point of view. Not any more astute or less astute, because I agree with you. It just makes good sense. All right, let's finish this off with Will, who's listening in Iowa, to Good Day.
I actually used to work in naval intelligence. Used to work alongside NSA. And I find this whole topic somewhat troubling because it's pretty clear that the Fourth Amendment says you have to have probable cause. And to sweep up data, let alone to store it, there's no probable cause to do that on an entire civilization. You know, a lot of people talk about police state. I think all of this is intertwined because when you have to even ask the question, is this constitutional or is this legal, when it clearly is not, I think it is kind of going above above board to say that problems like this are somehow legal. Most of us agree they aren't. And not only that, they're more reminiscent of something that we fought during World War II. And we shouldn't be going down that road anymore.
Man, some good comments here. Thank you very much. 59 past the hour. This hour of the Good Day program is Kaputsky.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.